This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, package delivery company FedEx was blunt about its quarterly results. The chief financial officer there called the drop in profits, quote, horrific. The trade war hurt, but so did the cost of its weekend delivery services, and it's battling innovations. One small but interesting one this holiday season, electric scooters towing six-foot trailers full of packages. Here's reporter Sue Carpenter.
The delivery services industry is starting to think small, as in getting away from big delivery trucks and finding more compact, nimble vehicles like the scooter to get around. Peter Lee is the co-founder of Urby. It makes battery-powered scooters that fold up when they're not being used. And now, it's got a tow hitch for a trailer that can haul 350 pounds and then collapse to the size of a carry-on bag.
Some of them will be deployed directly from the warehouse. Some of them will deploy from the truck.
Amazon is using this Urby system in New York City, and so is UPS in Los Angeles.
That couldn't be a more welcome development.
Salita Reynolds is general manager of the L.A. Department of Transportation. She says downtown L.A. streets don't have a lot of space, so when delivery trucks double park, they block cars and bicycle lanes, creating traffic and safety issues. In L.A., scooters are supposed to ride in the bike lane where available. Juan Matute is deputy director of UCLA's Institute of Transportation Studies.
Smaller those vehicles are, if they're able to use, you know, bike lanes, park in a sidewalk or in a corner of an alley, that allows a lot more flexibility than a big truck on the curb.
The move to electric scooters comes as the U.S. parcel delivery service industry is growing. In 2019, Ibis World says it increased 5% to $109 billion. And many of those services are looking for different ways to get around. But will that just mean more congestion on sidewalks and bike lanes? Eli Akira Kaufman is executive director of the nonprofit LA County Bicycle Coalition.
There just needs to be a higher level of respect from all deliveries. So whether it's on a scooter, on a bike, or in a van car, that lane needs to be respected as a free-flowing space.
And those free-flowing spaces keep expanding. Amazon has talked about using drones for deliveries. And UPS already uses snowmobiles, horse-drawn carriages, even gondolas in certain markets. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.